On the day following the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, the state police received 468 requests for handgun sale background checks. Sergeant Sean Haggerty says the figure shatters the state's previous high mark of 303 requests in a single day. Haggerty, who works in the Permits and Licensing Department, says the previous high was set this past November 10th. That was the first weekend following the re-election of President Barack Obama. Charles Putnam, a professor in the UNH Justice Studies program, says the spike in gun sales here isn't surprising. Putnam says it's consistent with what has been seen after similar mass shootings in the country. But Putnam cautions against speculating too quickly as to reasons behind the spike on Saturday.
Yeah, there are probably different reasons at work for different people. Those reasons might vary depending on age and other, social demographics. It's probably too soon to know for sure exactly what's driving that behavior specifically in the wake of this incident.
Overall, requests for background checks in the state this year are already substantially higher than last year. Sergeant Haggerty reports that so far this year, there have been a little more than 41,000 requests. Last year, there were a little more than 32,000 total. Haggerty says the single-day surges can make it more difficult to conduct background checks in a timely fashion. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.